You're Chris Pratt. You create a system. And all of a sudden, it's not innocent until proven guilty. You guilty until proven innocent. And you got 90 minutes. Or you going down. They're going to bury your ass. I mean, this is what's going on right now. And I'm like, did you find yourself doing this, Kayla, and saying to yourself, damn, this could actually happen in our judicial system someday? Did you find yourself thinking like that?
Now more than ever, because I read the script though 2 years ago and we shot it about a year and a half ago. And is the way the AI and everything else, technology have progressed from now till then, we know me and Chris are talking about it, like we're having a lot more conversations based on the realism. We knew this was in the near distant future, but it seems more in the near future than not. And I personally think I'm not scared. I don't think that there should be, at least I don't think there should be a judge judging you and executing in 90 minutes. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But I think the resources at which, you know, because in the movie, Rebecca Ferguson plays the AI judge, and she gives the person, this person being Chris, the same resources that she uses to deem him guilty. And he gets to use the same resources as to try to prove his innocence. So do I think that we should have an AI judge? No. Do I think the speed at which people can process with the help of AI, whether it be public defenders that don't have access to the sources, whether it be people who can't afford resources to have people who are locked up and shouldn't be locked up now who didn't have the resources that had to plea out. Do I think there can be a balance where AI can be a tool just like anything else? Absolutely. So the only thing I'm scared of is that people see this movie and they think, oh, this is exactly what needs to happen. I don't think that needs to happen. I think that is a tool. It could be used and hopefully it doesn't get in the wrong hands.